This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I believe that while we've been doing the contest, Hooman has gotten our friend Jesse Nadler on the line.
Mm-hmm. Say line correct? One, who?
Hooman, where is he?
Yeah, oh, it looks line like one.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Line one. All right. Jesse.
Hey.
Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Hey, Vinny.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, great song you just played. I love that song.
You know what's funny is I was just thinking about the Clapton I Shot the Sheriff. It reminds me of visiting New York. We used to go twice a year, and for whatever reason, the timing, that was a hit when I would go back there. And it...
Oh, I love Clapton. Mm-hmm. I mean, the core, you know, cocaine. I used to love doing all that stuff.
Good for you.
Good times, good times. Hey, all right, so we're talking to Jesse Nadler. If you are late to this party... When Dina Lohan was on Celebrity Big Brother, we found out about this guy, Jesse, a guy that she's never met in person. And that is still the case, yeah?
Yeah. But we FaceTime like 5 times a day.
Oh.
Okay, now, so immediately everyone thought she was being catfished. Turns out you are an actual human and do have actual feelings and have made an actual proposal, albeit over Facebook. Bring us up today. Are you at this moment still together and getting married?
We got into a nasty, nasty fight last week, and it went, like, you know, on the press, and we were on Wendy Williams. She was talking about it. I mean, we went from Bonnie and Clyde to the Hatfields and the McCoys. I mean, her husband called me. He was getting nasty.
I can't wait to hear about that.
Oh, it got nasty. I mean, real bad. What happened was, it was another book incident. I was promoting a buddy's book, this friend of mine from New York. And I had
another woman? Is it
no,
a woman?
No, a guy, but kind of a tough guy that was kind of well known in the city. Another bad guy, but a good guy, but you know, he had some bad times. And she got on my Facebook, and she just automatically assumed it was Linda's book, which, you know, I no longer have contact with Linda. I blocked her.
So Linda Scarpa is, she's like a mob daughter, and she wrote a book, and you're friendly with her, but she sort of spun it like you were hitting on her while you were, so were you or not? Yes or no?
No. I mean, I liked her. I mean, she's a cool lady and a tough lady. And her
so if things hadn't worked out with Dina, you would have been like, hey, Linda.
I would have been her friend. Oh, definitely. Oh, no. I mean,
just friends.
I mean, well, and hold on. He hadn't gotten anywhere with Dina yet, so it doesn't. He can have other friends and connections. And
thank you, Vincenzo.
No,
thank you.
Okay. Give the guy a break. It's not like they were even a couple. They never even
in a pod,
kissed before.
I see.
God.
Well, she seemed to think they were a couple. There's my boyfriend of 5 years. Suddenly,
well, you know something, Sarah. You know, I know it's 5 years, and that's how long I've known her. But really, the relationship didn't really start. We didn't start getting those romantic pitter patters. For years later, I mean, in the beginning, it really was just a Facebook buddy from Long Island.
And you said she never even sent you a picture of her boobs, right?
No, I never got any of that. Oh. But I'll tell you, this FaceTime thing is kind of fun. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So are you getting some FaceTime boobs or what?
No. She's not like that, and I don't want to. I don't even want to start. I mean, I'm not like that either. You know?
Yeah, right.
I'm fat right now. I mean, I've been eating a lot of food. I'm not showing any. I'm not even going to the beach right now. I'm fat. I'm 220. You know, I need to lose 20 pounds.
Coming out of winter, buddy. Everybody.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've been good.
Coding's got to go.
Yeah, but so what happened was, so I was promoting my buddy's book, and she got on and got into a tangent. She didn't even look at the cover because his name is on the cover. So she starts screaming and ranting about me promoting that old girl Linda's book, and I said, "Honey, relax. Look at the book." And she got into such a tangent that she started ranting and raving. And then after about 3 days of fighting, she realized that it was my friend's book, a guy friend. And instead of apologizing, saying, "I'm really sorry for, you know, coming unglued," she never said anything, like, you know, never apologized. So I said, "Honey, you owe me an apology here. Because if I'm wrong, I will walk on broken glass to get to the person to apologize. I'm, you know, that's the kind of person I am." and she never apologized. So I kind of broke up. I go, listen, that's a deal breaker. I don't want to be with somebody that can't admit when they're wrong.
Oh, you broke up with her?
Oh, yeah.
So then how did it get put back together? I mean...
Well, what happened? So then, you know, I've got a lot of reporters on my Facebook, so they kind of saw that, you know, our love wasn't as, you know, prevalent like before because of the fight. So somebody asked me from TMZ, a friend of mine, and I go, yeah. And I told him exactly the same story I told you. And I said, I'm not going to be with her. And so then it went, TMZ, and then everybody got it, the blast.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Hey, yeah, it was crazy.
Is that who you sent the picture of the ring to?
TMZ. Well, it was on my Facebook. They took it off my Facebook page.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's a good-looking ring. And
so what, are you going to mail it to her?
No. In fact, she was coming out. I had her plane ticket. I cashed in some miles. And she was coming out last week, and I was going to bring her into your show like I promised the first time
I
talked to you. And then literally the day of the ticket is when she pulled this thing with the book, my friend's book. And it was just so stupid. I mean, I can't deal with that. I don't like, you know.
All right, so you're saying you can't deal with it, but now you're telling me you guys are
still
together.
Well, she apologized. And she, you know, she was on the Wendy Williams show, and she sent a care package to my mom and my niece. Of all this great swag, like robes and cups, and she sent my niece these life-size bunnies and all this stuff. And so I get this box. My mom loves Dina. They talk for hours. It's almost like a mother-daughter relationship. So, you know, she apologized to me, and, you know, I don't hold grudges. If somebody, you know, comes clean and says, I'm sorry, you know, I said, okay. And the thing is, guys, I like you guys, and I'm telling you straight. I love the girl. She drives me crazy. I mean, she literally drives me up the wall.
But, Jesse, here's the thing. Something has got to give here. Like, still, after all this talk and all this time, you guys have never smelled each other's breath, even.
No,
like,
I know.
There might be,
I know.
You know, you can love someone all you want when you're just talking to them, but you have to actually spend time in each other's company. Like, this whole, I'm getting married and I've never even met. No wonder Michael Lohan is calling you up and jumping down your throat. Like,
yeah.
You need to make this happen in the physical world.
Well, she's coming out.
She's
probably coming out in the next week or two. She's going to be in Los Angeles.
You know what? We really don't like your tone, Sarah.
You and Jesse.
You're so hostile. What is your deal?
I'm trying to give the guy a reality dose. Like, you know, I love the girl. I'm going to marry. Like, no, just take a step back and go on a date, an actual touch the hand, see the
kiss
boobs.
The
person.
Hey, listen, in his defense, I'll tell you what I believe. What I believe is when they get together, that part, that's natural. That's the easy part.
Or isn't.
Oh, it's going to feel great. They're going to be in heaven.
But
they're never going to...
What if their pheromones don't match?
They'll start kissing and they'll never stop. Mm.
Is that true, Jesse?
I really appreciate that, Vinny. I really do. And Sarah, I see your point. So I saw somebody on EPOB say it's almost like when a woman falls in love with a guy in prison.
Yeah.
And they fall... I mean, and you know something? I can totally understand that. And if I was looking at this relationship, I'd think the same thing. But, you know, we FaceTime, we've talked for 5 years. I mean, unless she comes out and she's 2 feet tall or I'm 2 feet tall, and, you know, I don't see that we're going to have an issue because we talk all the time. You know, we obviously I'm physically attracted to her. I think she's physically attracted to me, she tells me. And I really don't see what's going to be the deal breaker.
Well, it may not be. That would be great. But you won't know until you actually hang out.
Here's the other thing,
you're right,
I believe.
Sarah, you're right. Completely. You're 100% spot on right. It could be really great or really bad.
It's going to be fine. Look, you guys, I'm telling you, it's overbuilt. You just need to hang out for a freaking minute and you'll be like, oh, we're a great fit. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But I think that it's just you have more people in this deal now than should ever be involved
in
anybody's
relationship. All the
people
in the world are involved in this deal now.
I want to know, what was the deal?
Guys,
with...
I can't believe it.
All right, hold on. Hang on. Go ahead, Yuzi. Ask the question.
Jesse, what was the deal with Michael Lohan? Why did he get involved?
Well, when he read that I broke up with her, he called her because he still has feelings for her.
Well, they have kids together.
No, I know. Exactly. And I've been totally cool about that. I don't get involved in domestics. I've been totally cool to Michael. And we were actually friends. So he calls me. And he starts ranting and raving, and Vinny, I lost it too. I'm going to admit it. I started screaming back at him, like, let's get in the ring, let's fight.
Oh, my
oh,
my
oh
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I smell a celebrity
boxing match. It got ugly. It was two guys fighting over a gal. And so what happened was, you know, after a while, Dina had this on three-way because she knows how to do that on her phone. So after about 15 minutes.
Because she knows how to do that.
Oh, Vinny. Vinny, it was a street fight. I mean, I'm cursing you, mother, blah, 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 you know. And he's calling me all kinds of, I got a skirt and I'm, you know, all this stuff. And it got nasty.
So you didn't try to, like, you know, make it peaceful?
No. I said to him, when I get to Long Island, we're going to go to the gym in Riverhead, this boxing gym I used to work out, and we're going to put on the 10-ounce gloves, and we're going to duke it out a little bit, buddy. Because, mm-hmm. these internet tough guys, you know, they talk all tough while they're typing.
Oh, the internet tough guys.
But, you know, in face-to-face, it's a whole different story. So then that night he called me twice and left two voicemails, because I still have an answering machine, like one of those old-fashioned answering machines.
Oh, press play on that.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear that.
You know, it's got the tape. It's got the big tape, you know.
Yeah, this is a guy who'd never FaceTimed before.
So you know something? He kind of apologized for losing it. So I called him. He was in Florida at the time. That's where he lives right now. He's going through a divorce. And I said, Michael, I'm sorry too, man. I go, you know, things got heated between us. I do like you. I don't have a problem with you. I know you were trying to protect her honor. You guys are, you know, have kids, and you were together for 22 years, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the thing is, I like the guy, but the problem is Dina, she doesn't like the guy. The guy really caused some trouble in the Lohan family, you know, with stuff that he did. But I like the guy, and, you know, and so she's kind of like, she doesn't want me to have anything to do with him, not even.
But she three-wayed you in on it.
She sure did.
Listen, Jesse, this is a drama thing.
Oh,
like,
big.
I think you like a little drama in your life. I think
I
she definitely likes a little drama in her life. I don't think anything can ever be resolved until you guys meet in person. When is that happening?
That's probably going to happen
in the next
10 days. She's got to go to L.A. because her daughter.
So, are you going to go down there and see her?
No. This is what I told Dina. When she goes to L.A. because her daughter's signing some kind of deal down there, I go, you go with your daughter, which she's going to do, and then you guys, it's a 45-minute flight. You guys both, she's going to come up with her daughter. Come up to
which daughter?
Lindsay. And so then I said, you guys come up, and Sam's just open. They were closed. I go, I'll take you guys for lunch. We'll get a big table. We'll manja. And we'll all hang out.
Oh my God. At Sam's on the deck, are you kidding?
Yeah, they just opened.
It is nice there.
They just remodeled.
They
were closed for like 3 months.
I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, oh, it's great. I've seen.
Oh, you've
I've
been
seen,
there already?
No, but I drove by a couple days ago. They just opened on Friday.
You won't go in though, huh? Hey, Jesse, I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you guarantee us that by May 3rd, two weeks, like you said, Dina will be here? And
definitely.
You guys will be hold in 2 weeks.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. With selfies and the whole nine yards.
Oh, boy.
You know, I love selfies.
Well, you're going to have to put some up to prove to everybody. And listen, you know, our door is open here. If you want to come by, that's fine.
I called you guys last week. Before this big blowout, I wanted to cut. Like, I promised you guys the first time I ever talked to you, I want to bring her in. And I had the ticket. I had, you know, I sent her the ticket, the whole thing. I wanted to actually come in with her because I promised you guys.
Yeah, you did promise that.
Yeah, I remember. I'll bring some. I'll bring some cannolis.
Oh my God, cannolis! I would love a cannoli.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Me too. My mom loves cannolis more than anybody. But I just wanted to let you guys know because you were so nice to me. You know, that first time when this thing was kind of happening.
Well, we're nice people, Jesse.
Yeah, you guys, I like you people. You guys have a good radio. I listen to your station all the time. I listen to Alice and. You know, you got all three of you, you know, are really nice. I like that you said.
What about the other two of us?
Yeah, what about the other people?
There's five of us.
I love Hooman. Hooman's a good guy. We have a lot of mutual friends in Marin.
Oh, I'm sure that you do.
Hooman's basking in it now.
Oh, no. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Listen, I know. He is a good guy.
He's got a picture on his Facebook of him and Dolly Parton, and I love Dolly Parton.
He worked with her. Well, listen, Jesse, I'm going to let you go, but I'm glad to get the update. So you're saying as of right now, you are officially engaged.
Oh, we're together. We were FaceTiming
and
loving all day yesterday.
Comes out here, you're going to, you're well,
I'd like
whatever
to bring
you're
going
to do.
Guys,
please,
I'd like
bring
to bring her in.
Her
in so you guys can talk to her.
We'd love that. Get Michael Lohan on the phone, too.
No.
Let's get this happening. Let's get this party started. All right, Jesse, thank you. Best of luck. I hope it all works out.
I wanted
out.
To wish you a happy Easter Passover weekend. Sure. I hope you guys had a good time.
Oh, the best.
Thank you, Jesse.
No one celebrates Easter
like Thanks,
buddy.
Have a good one.
Hey, Vincenzo, you have a good one.
Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Jesse.
Bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
I put him on hold if you have anything you have
Can
to say.
Can we call you that, Vinny? Can we call you Vincenzo?
Oh, Vincenzo.
You know who calls me that?
Who?
DiNardo calls me Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah. We should get all the Italian guys we know in on the day. I think we know DiNardo, and that's it. So that'll be a big party. You know, I just feel like this is just silly at this point. It's been 5 years. Meet her
hilarious. Let's all just right. go with it.
Okay. I'm fine with it. He is. That dude is such a character, though.
I
do very much enjoy crazy people, but I do enjoy
801
him.
801 says, this Dina Lohan guy tells stories kind of like my grandpa. Ha, ha, ha. 650, I love this guy. Stand-up guy. Honest, genuine. Stop being lame to him, Sarah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And look, I'm just trying to, you know, figure out what's actually going to happen
here. I know.
Drama. Whatever. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, I've got a Floridian getting arrested. That's always fun. An ambulance saves a guy's life, but in a weird way. Oh. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's going to be a beautiful week. Getting really hot starting up tomorrow and Wednesday. Coming up at 9 o'clock this week, this is perfect timing. California's Great America. We have 4 packs of tickets to give away all week. That's a nice summer thing to do. So starting at 9 o'clock, we'll have chances throughout the day. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. And 9 o'clock is your first chance to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Earth.
Well, thanks, Earth.
Earth Day is today, and today's the day that we sort of mark how our behavior's been.
Mm.
How we doing?
Not that good.
We're headed out to the beach this afternoon to go do a little beach cleanup. That's at OB if you want to join us. Everybody's hanging and picking up trash.
Yep. Not happening everywhere. People are planting trees, and there's all kinds of gatherings.
You can always pick up trash, though. You don't need a day or friends or anything.
You just walk by trash. Pick it up.
Here,
let me put that in the trash bin.
Reach down, pick it up, and put it in the trash. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
The average American throws out 5 things a week that could be recycled instead.
Mm.
And 83% of us would be willing to pay extra for products if they were more environmentally friendly. So I think one of the problems is just information.
Yep.
Really. Is this, because there's like always that, I'll get a hybrid and it's good for the environment. And then people go, no, those batteries are horrible for the environment.
Right. The impact of making the battery and disposing of it later when the car's useful life is
over. So I'm not doing any good.
Mm-mm.
Great. Like, get us the info. Tell us what to do. We need to know. Make that information available to people and we'll follow.
I was reading a thing this morning. They said one of the biggest problems is that we eat meat. Because the 14% of all the carbon emissions come from cows' butts.
Yeah. Mm.
Thanks, cows. You're delicious. Oh.
The Warriors won over the weekend, and it came up on, I want to say it was Friday, but whatever, last week. You know, the Warriors are going to be down south for the holiday. What do they do? And the story in the paper this morning is about how on Saturday afternoon, Klay Thompson was playing volleyball out on the beaches of Southern California before he took a dip in the ocean. And as he returned to his hotel in Beverly Hills, Steph said, I could see something different in him. And it turned out Clay had one of those big games on Sunday after spending the day on the beach.
Oh.
You know, tanning and playing volleyball.
Sure.
And
just Being alive.
Soaking it up.
Mm.
So he scored 27 of his 32 points in the first half after having that. Steph said, I could see something different in him.
Mm. When Steph sees it, you know it's real.
So there it is. The Pacific Ocean.
Gave him life.
Right. Also, the Sharks stayed alive in their series. Tied it up.
It's amazing.
In double overtime. So they've got a home game on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. San Jose is going to be rocking. Go Sharks.
Go Sharks.
I've got a couple fast facts for you.
Oh, I love fast facts. Lay them on me, Vinny.
The concept of jaywalking was created and spread by car companies in the early 1900s to shift the blame in accidents from drivers to pedestrians.
Oh.
See?
Well, the
everything
thing
is suspect. Yeah. Everything.
If you, you know, look both ways, you should be able to make it.
There are only...
They didn't have cell phones back then. They can't blame it on that.
Right, that's for sure. Mm. God, it's so weird. I actually was watching Game of Thrones and thinking, boy, look at that. They're sitting in a circle and no one's staring at their phone.
No, no, not one of them. They're all pretty much in that convo.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
There are only 571 people who've been in space.
Oh.
571.
Actually sounds like a lot. I would have guessed
does
lower.
It?
Yeah. Huh.
The definition of being in space is at least 50 miles above Earth.
Mm, all right. So you're getting weightless.
Mm-hmm. The guy who invented the revolving door came up with it because he hated having to open doors for women.
What an oops.
Lazy? What the?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
This is hated women. Open up doors for those bitches.
Post-it notes were originally called Press and Peel when they came out in 1977, but they didn't start selling well until the name change in 1980.
Post-it. Love a post-it note.
I live by them at my house.
So easy.
Mm-hmm.
Write a little note, mark things up, reminders. You don't have to look for tape or a tack. The best.
One last one.
All right.
Let me make sure. Well, maybe two more. Okay. Rhinos don't have any natural predators. Except scumbag humans who kill them and
right.
take their tusks, horns, whatever. But they kill each other more than any other mammal.
Oh.
About 50% of males and 30% of females die from combat injuries.
Combat?
Rhinos.
They're a fighting species. That must be like a Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
Can you imagine it? Those things are so huge.
I know. They're so neat, too. I love them.
Mm.
They really are.
The lady rhinos, right?
Yeah. But then 30% of the women die in combat, too. Are they fighting over, you know,
the
some
babies?
Hot dude? Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Some hot dude.
I don't know.
Speaking of, I just wanted to show you this real quick. It's a dumb post from Facebook, and I just thought, oh, that's so dumb. But then again, I laughed, so. The post was about how, oh, women get these fake boobs and fake eyelashes. Here's our get back. Let me pull it up. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, this is what dudes,
for men?
Dudes answer
yeah, for
to
men.
It? Okay.
So you're going to wear this thing?
Let me have a look at this. What are we wearing? I tried for like an hour to get false eyelashes. Oh, boy.
Can you see it in his sweatpants
I sure
there?
Can.
It's like a cup.
That has
but
a,
it's in
right.
the shape of a giant man.
Area.
So
it's a cup, right? It's like a, you know, just a athletic, what is that called? What's the actual thing that you put in the athletic supporter?
Cup.
Just cup?
Yeah, it's a cup.
So the cup has like a raised area that is the shape of it, so it pushes through your pants.
Right. So the guy pictured next to it, it's you can see it.
Yeah,
is
you
it,
see
is
the,
it wrong?
The smile and everything. I don't do whatever you want, guys. We're not looking there anyway.
What?
Who cares?
You don't look there?
Well, I mean, I guess unless it's massive. And then I immediately think, oh, they stuffed a zucchini in there.
Oh, so you
Boys.
Don't buy it even when it's... All right. There's a 44-year-old guy named Jack Evans. He was arrested at a bar in Pinellas Park, Florida. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Pinellas Park, Florida, on Wednesday afternoon for causing a scene, including at the yelling at the owner that he wanted to have sex with her.
Oh.
The cops wound up taking him to jail for disorderly conduct, and while he was being processed, he groped the female fingerprint technician's butt.
Oh, he's horny.
The entire thing was caught on surveillance camera. And he said, I'm not denying it. I like her. He said he grabbed her butt because he thinks she's sexy.
Oh.
He was hit with a second charge, battery on a jail employee. And that one's a felony.
Mm.
He's in big trouble.
Just a horny dude.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your hands to yourself.
A 59-year-old guy near Omaha, Nebraska, was having heart palpitations at work last week. Oh. What are you looking at?
Omaha.
I knew it.
Yeah. There it is.
Somewhere in middle America.
So he starts having palpitations.
I love Nebraska. You ever been?
I don't believe I've ever been in Nebraska.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, you spent a whole day there driving through the never-changing scenery.
Man, I've never seen rain like that either. Mm. Anyway, a 59-year-old guy near Omaha, Nebraska was having heart palpitations at work last week. Good job, Bryn. And an ambulance took him to the hospital. It was about a 20-minute drive, and at one point, his heart rate was dangerously high, about 200 beats per minute.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, he's okay, because the ambulance hit a giant pothole in the road, and it jolted his heart back into normal rhythm.
What? Oh, really?
It basically did what those electric paddles do when they shock your heart into rhythm.
Oh.
It's rare, but stuff like this has happened before. And back in the late 70s, the same thing happened when someone's heart got jolted into rhythm by a speed bump.
Oh, in an ambulance again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a...
This guy's already back home. He's okay.
Oh, they were like, all right, we'll drop you off at home.
Rough winter there. Lots of flooding.
Yeah, well, it takes a toll on those roads.
Yep.
Potholes are no joke.
You're right.
It bounced him. That's funny.
This is pathetic.
Okay.
But, you know, people are living their lives online now, so who am I to judge?
That is true.
I just did, but I'm going to let you decide.
All right. I decided. You're right.
1 out of 7 people admit they've lied about a vacation to impress people. And a lot of that lying happens on social media. That's where it's done.
Oh.
There's a website that will help you sell your lies.
Oh.
It's called Fake a Vacation, and for $20... they'll edit a picture of you into vacation spots, including Hawaii, Disneyland, Grand Canyon, anywhere else you want. There's you faked into a scene so that you, too, can sell some story about your life that is not true.
I just don't understand why people would feel the need to do that.
Are they doing it? I mean, it's the thing.
Keeping up with the other people. FOMO. But now that I know that this
Hooman always says that. That you take pictures to post them. You got to post all the stuff you do, right? Social media guy?
Yeah, you're right. But ever since I hurt my back and all my other stuff, I've gotten rid of my social media.
Oh.
I add it when I need to, but then I'll delete it right away.
You have no social media presence at all?
I mean, it's still active. I just don't engage with it every day.
But you do stories and stuff. I mean,
I did it at Tommy's wedding because it was Tommy's wedding. Did I want to say something?
I think you...
Is that what I wanted to say?
I wanted to.
What do I want to say? Okay, good.
We were talking about how sometimes I can't tell if the person's actually saying it or if Bryn is playing the thing back, because we definitely started imitating our own sound bites.
Is there anything else I want to say?
Hey, you know what we didn't get to talk to you about? How did you like Rachel's appearance on the show in The Secret Show last Thursday? Yeah. How did you feel about that?
I gave her a pep talk after the movie review. I said, you know, I think you could have given a lot more.
Oh!
And she's like...
What?
She's like...
That's not a pep talk.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
like...
That's criticism.
That's not good.
No, that was a pep talk. And, but I thought her appearance on The Secret Show was her, like, you know, taking the gloves off and letting it all hang out there.
Turned out there was a post-Secret Show where a lot of other things were admitted.
So you feel like you made that happen by giving her that pep talk?
Say anything to her until after everything was over, but I just think she was a lot more comfortable at The Secret Show.
Got it.
But,
did that hurt your feelings at all, though, that there she was, like, you know, I felt like she was kind of saying, you had a chance.
No, it didn't hurt my feelings at all.
Oh.
You know.
Did it make you rethink the whole moment being ruined?
No.
Do you think she was playing that up as in, like, she was trying to get you to not kiss her, and now that you didn't, and
Well, it's hard to tell.
And she's safely
in a,
women
in a
relationship.
Women are tricky. They're tricky to figure out.
Are they?
She's trying to make it like.
So you think
chance.
she's just full of it all the way around?
No, I don't think she's full of it. It's just hard to know, you know.
Tricky.
I don't think she's inauthentic at all, but I think what happened that night was the right thing to happen.
Which was nothing.
Which was nothing. Exactly.
You think the right thing to happen was nothing.
I love those nights. The nothing nights.
You do?
No.
I like that song.
I know you do. Are you going to kiss me right now?
Not anymore.
She just comes off so fun, so friendly, so cute.
She's a total package.
She really is. I really like her for you.
Thank you, Vincenzo.
It hurts me that you didn't take that opportunity and at least give it a try.
Well, got a lot of healing to do. When I get
Let me just give you a little pep talk.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes in life, you have to take a chance. You can't experience the good things in life, success, and all that life has to offer without trying.
Take a chance. You gotta take a chance, buddy.
Doesn't this song just make you smile?
Yeah, I love ABBA. Free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best.
Darn it.
What?
Well, I had a good speech going, and then Brink kicked in with the song. I thought we were getting somewhere, and then Sarah starts going, do-do-do-do.
Your words inspired that song.
Right.
Right.
You made that happen. You took a chance, Vinny.
Are you going to go for it or not?
Go for it. Come on, let's go.
It's too late. She's with a boyfriend now. That's why I think she was like being so much more like, oh, yeah, he had a chance with me. I was like, is that just a little bit of like cruelty?
Didn't you just hear him say she's not inauthentic? Whatever that means.
No, but I really did feel that she was able to lean a little more into that because she's safely in a relationship.
I don't think so at all.
I thought it was a little bit mean.
I don't think you're giving our human enough credit. What, you don't think that she would love him?
I don't know.
That she would want it?
She should. He's great.
Persian tube steak, right there.
Mm. No, I wasn't even thinking about that.
What do you mean?
I was thinking what a nice person he is.
Oh. Well, what about the other thing?
Seems like you're doing enough thinking about that for both of us, so.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Thanks for that pep talk, Vincent.
You gotta take a chance.
Take a chance.
All right, the moment's ruined.
Oh, come on.
Just like she ruined it with Hooman, you ruined it with Hooman, too.
Forget it. Don't even take a chance. Just sit there.
Come on.
It's better for the environment if you just sit there.
All right.
It's Earth Day, man. Don't do anything.
I'll read the text after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.